Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, an evacuation in Petersfield has unearthed Roman rubble. People across the Petersphere have been celebrating Easter. A series of eco-friendly car boot sales is coming back to Petersfield. And there are 15 winners in this week's community lottery. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
All school leaders should be given suicide prevention training to help to tackle a mental health emergency within the profession. That's according to leaders at the NASUWT Teaching Union. The First Minister of Northern Ireland, Michelle O'Neill, has emphasised the need for cohesion and stability in the province.
Well, I've spoken to everybody over the course of the last number of days and we will remain engaged. Our collective priority now is around cohesion, it's around leadership, it's around working together and it's around making politics work for today, tomorrow and into the future.
It comes after the shock resignation of the DUP leader, Sir Geoffrey Donaldson. The new hate crime act that comes into effect in Scotland on Monday could lead to trust in the police being damaged. That's according to the president of the Association of Scottish Police Superintendents. Rob Hay says there could be an increase in reports of hate crimes driven by people wishing to score points against those on opposite sides of an online argument. Two Palestinians have been killed and another 15 have been injured after an Israeli airstrike hit a tent camp in a hospital compound in central Gaza. The Israeli military say it struck a command centre of the Islamic Jihad militant group and claimed the hospital's functioning was not affected. The King has been urged by members of the public to keep going strong as he greeted well-wishers after attending the Easter Sunday service at Windsor Castle. Charles was greeted by crowds as he and the Queen re-emerged from St George's Chapel to cries of Happy Easter. And Daly was one of the royal fans who was outside.
Well, I didn't want to talk about his illness, you know.
Yeah.
I just wanted to lighten the mood a bit and say, you know how men are, they eat all their Easter eggs, don't they? The first thing Easter Sunday morning.
A new figure show almost 5,000 migrants have crossed the English Channel so far this year from continental Europe. According to the Home Office, 349 people were detected crossing the dangerous waterway in seven boats on Saturday. It takes the total provisionally for the year to 4,993. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Utebridge.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm James Birdseye at Petersfield Shine Radio. An evacuation in Petersfield has unearthed Roman rubble. The Big Dig in Gardens in Petersfield Sheep Street and the Avenue has cast more light on the town's origins. Keith Baker, chair of Liss Archaeology, reported at the group's annual meeting on Wednesday.
We found some Roman pottery at the very base of it and some flue tiles. We think that there is a Roman basis around in and around Petersfield. And we hope in our dig this year, at the end of July, we'll be finding even more items of interest. We hope to dig in at least another dozen gardens to look at various bits and pieces.
People across the Petersphere have been celebrating Easter. The festival is considered to be the most important in the Christian calendar. At the Church of St. Peter and St. Paul in Hawkley, the gospel was read in English and Ukrainian. These people were in the village for the occasion.
I think it's the culmination of the year and to be in the community. And we're from France, so it's lovely to come to an archetypal village church.
How well do you think we do it here in Hawkley?
It's lovely. Really, it really smacks of community and the time of year it's lovely with the daffs and stuff.
What did you enjoy about the service?
I think the minister was wonderful. The children's involvement was superb. And it just felt a very joyous, great new life beginning. Super. Encouraging and such a beautiful place.
A series of eco-friendly car boot sales is coming back to Petersfield. Stephen Martin reports.
Six car boot sales will be held at the Avenue Playing Field. They'll be organised on dates across this spring and summer. The sales are run by Petersfield Town Council and the Petersfield Climate Action Network. The two groups see these car boot sales as a way to help people reduce, reuse and recycle. The first sale is on the 21st of April, and anyone wanting to book a pitch can do so online. It's free.
And how did you do in this week's community lottery? Here's Amy with the results.
This week's winning numbers are 7, 4, 2.
02539. You can support your community by taking part in the East Hants Community Lottery, which fundraises for a variety of good causes, including our very own Shine Radio. Here's some of the others who also benefit: Petersfield Infant School, Clanfield Bowls and Sports Club, Home Starter Butzer, Stroud Village Hall and Residents Association, Petersfield Community Centre, Petersfield Museum and Art Gallery, and Froxfield Village Hall. Go to easthantslottery.co.uk to find out more about the local community lottery.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning, this is Maggie from Shine Radio with the weather for the Petersphere. Today we can expect a variety of weather. The morning will start off cool and cloudy with the odd sunny spell. At 11am we can expect thunder, lightning and rain for an hour or so. And as the afternoon draws on, the sunny spells will try and return, but it may still rain. We may have a sunny window between 5 and 7pm and then the cloud returns. The temperature reaches a maximum of 12 degrees today and there will be a light breeze. Have a lovely day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Cook's Pond Road remains closed with a diversion in place. There is a lane closure on London Road until 3:30 today. That's while Southern and Scottish Power conduct works. There's work on Market Square today. A 50-minute delay is expected there. And there's give or take traffic control in place on Ramsdene Road. And in Berriton, Greenway Lane has multi-way lights in place today. That's it, though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team at shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.